On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Emma Waters joins us from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, and we're going to be talking about a story found at the Daily Signal, dailysignal.com. Actually, Emma, first of all, welcome on to ABQ Connect. So much appreciate your time.
Of course, Steve. Thanks so much for having me on today.
So, Emma, I open up the Daily Signal, and I see this headline, RFK, abortion drug approval required by law, agency still investigating mifepristone, but the FDA approving a generic version of the abortion pill.
Yeah, this is completely shocking for everyone in the pro-life movement, in the conservative movement, even parts of the Make America Healthy Again movement. Just September 19th of this year, RFK Jr. and Marty Makary vowed to review the health regulations around mifepristone, the abortion pill. And this was after a fantastic report by the Ethics and Public Policy Center that found that there were, in I think all cases, about 11% of all uses of this abortion drug resulted in adverse outcomes or for the woman or death even. And so the pro-life movement, conservative movement, was expecting to see a really solid review of the abortion drug. And instead, I think I can speak for a lot of people, everyone was blindsided to find out that sort of behind people's backs, they had actually approved this generic abortion drug.
Yeah, you know, and this is timely. Just yesterday, we had CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque on the air talking specifically about the abortion pill. And I kind of want to review a little bit of that for those that are listening and maybe be dealing with this issue where, the, you know, they find themselves in this situation considering an abortion and potentially the abortion pill. And maybe you've already taken the first of two pills, and I'm not sure if the generic version will be exactly the same. But if you are, you know, within 48 hours of taking that first pill, we would encourage you to reach out to carenetabq.com. And they have the reversal available, and you'll find a loving, receptive staff that'll extend grace and minister to you in the way. Because often, Emma, I'm sure you're familiar, ladies will take the first one and there's an immediate regret. It's not, you know, something that, is not undoable at that point. Do you happen to know, I'm kind of bushwhacking you on this, do you happen to know about the generic version if the same would apply?
It's a really good question. I have not seen a solid report on Evita Solutions, the new generic brand. So I think that's a really good question that lawmakers and researchers will be diving into going forward.
Yeah, and we would encourage you to go and find out more by going to the article found at thedailysignal.com. And you may see several articles in regards to the generic version of the abortion pill. But action steps, Emma, what can the KLYT listener do in the wake of this new information?
So we have seen a very encouraging response among lawmakers. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, for example, openly has been tweeting about how he has lost confidence in the FDA after this decision, marking his deep disappointment. Former Vice President Mike Pence, for example, called for even the resignation of RFK Jr., which is, I think, not something that most people want to see, but it does reflect the seriousness with which conservatives are taking this issue. So I think action steps going forward are, one, reaching out to and partnering with your local pregnancy care centers. Two, get in touch with the major pro-life organizations who are representing these issues on the national level. That would include Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, America, Students for Life, as two of the primary organizations. Let them know that you want to be involved. And then finally, reach out to your own lawmakers. Voice your concerns and your frustration around this topic, because certainly this is still very much a live issue and that there's a lot that can happen, especially with a very strong public response. I think that we could see the FDA rethink or come up with a different approach to addressing this issue. So there's still a lot that people can do if they get involved.
Yeah, you know, and I haven't looked into this, but yesterday on the show with the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, I was informed that the second pill actually hasn't even been, you know, the second pill that, of the two that are taken, hasn't even been approved by the FDA. So, I mean, these are dangerous things that are happening, and I appreciate the contact information for who to reach out to. The other thing I would encourage a listener to do, kind of a grassroots move. I did it this morning when I found the story. I posted it on my personal social media and just said, I'm disappointed to find this, and posted the picture, which I think will surprise maybe some of my friends that lean a little more left. That, wow, he's Steve's being critical of the current administration. Well, yeah, this is an area that doesn't line up with the values, the biblical values that I hold dear, and I know the KLYT listener holds dear. The fight is not over in spite of the overturn of Roe versus Wade some time ago. And New Mexico is a frontline battleground. So, Emma Waters with the Heritage Foundation, we so much appreciate you kind of diving into this a little more deeply for us. The article found at dailysignal.com. And I would encourage our listeners to catch up with the Heritage Foundation at heritage.org. Emma, thanks for your time. We look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Yes, yeah, sounds great. Have a good weekend, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.